This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 25th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Most on Capitol Hill and in the ag industry don't expect to see a farm bill this year. Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman of Arkansas says ag leaders are working to resolve differences in the new language.
I think the primary issue is trying to get, you know, a little bit more money for more farm in the farm bill. There's a few policy issues that we've got to work out, but all of this stuff is doable, and so we're working hard to try and come up with some additional funding and then also work out the differences that we've got in policy. It's not just she and I. You know, we've got our counterparts on the House, Chairman Thompson and Ranking Member Scott. So, and then, you know, anytime it seems like you tweak something in one direction or another, then sometimes you've got unintended consequences. We want to make sure that we're visiting with our producers and everybody that's involved in agriculture so that we don't have those kind of unintended consequences that we don't want.
Bozeman says food is again taking center stage in the policy debate.
Nutrition is just something that's always going to be discussed. It's the primary component of the farm bill. The farm bill is really the nutrition bill when you're talking about 85% being nutrition and probably about 15% farm-related, anything farm-related, including just taking care of rural America. So it's a big part of the farm bill, and it is a lot of money.
In a featured article at AgriPulse.com, House Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson insists April is, quote, becoming more realistic for passage of new policy. Now, if policymakers aren't able to complete the task this year, former House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson says the election could change the tense of the debate, but still won't solve the problem.
You know, if the House goes from Republican to Democrat, and if the Senate goes from Democrat to Republican, and if Trump wins, you could shake up the whole situation. But I'm not sure it gets us anyplace, because the Southerners still have what they want, and the Democrats are not going to change the IRA, they're not going to change the SNAP program. I just don't see how you get out of this box.
Peterson says it's hard to find moderates who are willing to come to the center to resolve issues.
They got voted out, like me. You know, I mean, if you were, you know what they used to say in Texas? The only thing in the middle of the road is dead armadillos and yellow stripes.
Well, the challenges on Capitol Hill pale in comparison to the situation some ranchers in Texas are facing. Former National Corn Growers President and Texas farmer Wesley Spurlock says some ranchers have been completely burned out by recent wildfires.
There is a lot of families, a lot of ranch land that is just wiped out for the year. Just thousands of cattle have been killed. Now we're watching lots of those herds have been moved out of that country and shipped south in Texas, north to Kansas. Cattle are going everywhere because there won't be anything this year to graze, and there's no fences left. So they've got to rebuild fences on these big ranches and take care of it. 1.5 million acres is just a massive amount of country when you think about it.
Spurlock applauds efforts to bring marketplace rewards for sustainable farming practices. He says caring for the soil and the environment is nothing new for farmers and ranchers.
Stewardship of our land has been what generation after generation of American farmers have done. They've taken care of their soil so that the next generation can raise the next set of crops and whatever those crops are and what they're doing on their land. So it's agriculture is rural development, and that's what keeps our small towns growing and alive and being in good shape.
This week's guest on the AgriPulse Open Mic is Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. She's displeased with the Biden administration's efforts on opening global trade. You can hear the complete interview with Senator Ernst at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their challenges. Learn more at Syngenta.com.
Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.